We are all called to be mothers of God, for God is always waiting to be born. Amen.
Amen.
I hate to break it to you, but I have serious doubts about the Magnificat, which was sung beautifully this morning. But I doubt it is even close to what Mary might have been thinking or saying when the angel informed her that she would bear the Son of God in her womb. What would you have said? It seems that no matter who is learning of this auspicious event, they meet it, at least initially, with fear and trembling. Mary learns she's going to have a baby. Fear. Joseph discovers that his fiance is carrying the Son of God. Terror. The shepherds are watching their flocks by night when a heavenly host appears before them, inviting them to follow a star. I think alarm is putting it lightly. And three wise rulers learn of a prophecy that is being fulfilled. Not so much terror, but they did wander lost through the desert for about 2 years, and so I think there's something to that. Mary was greeted by an angel and invited to carry God's own self inside of her. And she supposedly proclaimed this great hymn. I don't think so. I can get on board with Luke's gospel telling that we had this morning, "Let it happen to me as you have said," because that still sounds like something a stupefied teenager could come up with in the moment. I can believe that line because it is one that I have heard spoken by many people, including myself, in various situations when called upon to answer their calling. We all answer callings in our lives. And when it's a true calling, one actually divined for you based on your unique gifts and skills and who you are, straight from God, there's a simultaneous sense of peace and dread. Giving up control in any situation can be scary, but giving up control to God has a unique element in it that requires a little something extra. You know it's going to be both rewarding and scary, but it feels a little crazy in that moment. Answering a call from God invites us to an intimate relationship with our Creator, one that requires complete trust and complete submission, neither of which is at all in line with our American ideals. What Mary did in saying, "Let it be," in addition to agreeing to be the agent of salvation for all of humanity, was that she gave us a model for how we can respond to divine messengers when they appear on our doorsteps or in our hearts. While it is easier in the short term to push it off, pretend it's not there, and just keep going about our lives, we have learned that we must say yes. In order to move forward, we remain stuck when we push it off. We remain trapped. And in this moment of submission and saying, "Let it be," Mary broke forward and moved into an incredible unknown, but one that she knew would be better than anything else she could decide for herself. In offering herself so completely, Mary has given us a model for our own journeys of faith, one that requires more strength and courage than many other characters in history, and one that we've seen modeled for us again and again and again by Joseph and by the shepherds, by Paul and Timothy, by Mother Teresa, by Martin Luther King Jr. Mary has taught us that the goodness inherent in trusting God when our calling arrives is far greater than the creature comforts of living our predictable lives in a little bit of comfort and a lot of denial. And that brings us here this morning to this season that we're preparing for. the season that we simultaneously dread and look toward, Christmas. How in the world are we supposed to be ready when no one in our tidy little Christmas story was actually prepared for all that came to pass? Mary is scared, Joseph's confused, the shepherds are terrified, and the kings, oh, those poor kings, hopefully they'll get here sometime in January. They weren't ready. They were living their lives when angels and stars threw kinks into the works. And like all of them, we don't have to be ready. So let's just brush that off right now. Christmas will come on Thursday, whether the house is clean or not. And Jesus will show up every single day, whether we're ready or not. We don't have to have all the supplies and the perfect gifts. We don't even have to have that house clean, and I say that twice to remind myself. We don't have to be doing every aspect of our lives perfect at all times for God to show up and bring us a calling. What we do have to do, the only thing, is we have to be awake. We have to have our eyes open, and we have to be willing so that when God's divinity breaks into our hearts, we are eternally ready. I'm going to say again what I said at the beginning of this time, and it's a quote by Meister Eckhart. We are all called to be mothers of God, for God is always waiting to be born. Every moment of every day, God is waiting to be born in this world. Every moment of every day, God is waiting to break into our lives. Every moment of every day, there's an angel just off in the distance, if only we'd open our eyes and look around. What we have to do is embrace our imperfection and trust that God is greater than all the rest. And that does seem quite enough to me. Seems quite enough to ask of any of us. But if we do those two things, embrace our imperfection and accept that God's great goodness is enough, we will be ripe for the journey that God is excited to lay before us. Whether that journey is to discover the next great medical breakthrough, to march in solidarity with those who have been persecuted, to sell our belongings and start a pilgrimage path, to use our skills to forge a new relational ministry, or yes, even to be the God-bearer for all the world. If we are centered and prayerful, if we get rid of all of those outside pressures telling us that we are not enough, then we can take on whatever it is that God has to offer or to ask of us. As American humorist Irma Bombeck once famously wrote, when I stand before God at the end of my life, I would hope that I would not have a single bit of talent left, and I could say, I used everything you gave me. What an amazing wish for any of us. What an amazing sense of peace that would bring to know that at the end of our lives, we could put our hands outstretched, invite God in, and say, I used it all. I did the best I could, and I know that it was enough. And so, as we face each day and each moment, especially in this amazing week that is Christmas, I hope we can all let roll off what it is that's weighing us down, those things that we think that we have to get done, and instead sit still, knowing that God is God. Open our eyes, be awake, and say, let it happen to me just as you have said. Amen.
Amen.